Well, you know, if you had to drain a swamp or something, what would you call a thing that you dug to drain? You'd have to say, we have to dig out a big what?
I don't know.
Well, if there was water standing out in the back.
Trench, lot, bigger dig trench, I guess, yeah.
Would you ever, would you call it a trench if it was big enough for a small boat to go in?
No, you'd call it a canal, I guess. Mm-hmm.
And what about a, it would be for what? For
drainage.
And what do you call like a deep, narrow cut that a creek might make sometimes down the bottom?
Canyon.
Do you call it a canyon?
If it's deep enough, I guess you would.
How deep would it have to be?
I don't know that. I don't know. But
what about 10 feet?
No, I don't think you'd call that a canyon. That would just be a I don't know.
What about, would you ever call it like a wash or a ravine?
Yeah, it would be a ravine more than anything else, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's why it would be a ravine.
And what if there was a heavy rainfall here and it just sort of washed away most of this hill? Say it made a big what? It's a red clay.
Mud puddle. Oh, I don't know. Unless you probably, I mean, you know, these things you just, just drop at you like that. I don't know what you'd call it. I don't know. We don't thankfully, we don't have many floods right here. We are on a peak right here in Palestine between the Trinity River and the Neches River. There is a spot, they say, somewhere in this town that water flows west and water flows east from. We're on a ridge. We've never had a flood here of any sort. Oh, maybe the creek get out of the banks a little bit out here. But we've never had a flood here at all.
Well, where they used to dump the trash or something like that?
Oh, we've got a city dump.
Well, when you were a child, were they dump it there or they?
No, we didn't have any dump then. Everybody took care of their own, I guess, then. I don't know. No, we didn't have the city dump then, as well as I can remember.
Does the city dump sort of just fill in an old
ditch somewhere? Of course, now we've got, you know, regular places, but I don't remember as a child. I don't remember anything about that.
Would you ever speak of a gully?
Holy heavens, yes.
What's that?
Well, it's a place that's washed out with water, a gully. Sometimes they're dry and sometimes they're full of water.
Well, what is the names of some creeks and stuff around here? What are they? Creeks and streams?
Well, the creek that we used to have that we played in all the time, it was called Creek because it went through the land out there. Now it's out here in a residential park and they've changed it to Indian Creek now. It used to be out from town. When I was young, growing up, it's in town now, but it was outside the city limits, but not too far. And on Saturday mornings, we had a livery stable over here in Old Town. And he had all his donkeys to rent. And we would go over and rent a donkey on Saturday morning for 50 cents for the day and take our lunch and go out to Creek and play up and down that creek bed all day, eat our lunch and everything, and ride our donkeys back and turn them in. Now, Palestine has grown that way, and of course the houses are all out in there, and they call it Indian Creek now. It's a change of name. It was always Creek when I grew up, and now it's Indian Creek. But we don't have any creeks anywhere right around town that I can think of other than that one. No, we had Spring Park Lake out here, but of course that wasn't a creek.
Was anything smaller than a creek?
No, I guess not. A stream would be bigger than a creek, wouldn't it?
And then larger than a stream would be a
river. Yeah.
And then, well, if you were in a flat place and there was a little rise of land like that, just a small, you say we were just on top of a little what?
Hump.
I call it a hump. Would you ever call it anything else?
What? I don't know.
What's the thing you open the door with? You turn
knob. A knob, yeah. And that would be a little hill, a knob.